telecomando io, guida ai programmi della SBS TV.
Oggi alle 15.30 vi segnaliamo Ottolenghi's Mediterranean Island Feast. Si tratta dei viaggi culinari dello chef italo-israeliano Yotam Ottolenghi, che questa volta si reca nell'isola spagnola di Maiorca.
My name is Yotam Ottolenghi. For the last 10 years I've been creating food that celebrates the wonderful flavors, aromas and colors of the Mediterranean.
I grew up in the Eastern Mediterranean in Jerusalem. I love Mediterranean food, it's really in my blood.
Now I'm exploring Mediterranean islands, where I find unique food traditions perfectly preserved.
I feel like a witch on the cauldron.
I'll travel from the glittering coastlines of Mallorca and Corsica.
Oh my god. What else would you want to eat if not paella?
To the mountainous interiors of Sardinia and Crete.
Wow, I feel like a caveman. This is my trophy.
Heading off the tourist trail to show you how the food, people and traditions of these beautiful islands will inspire you to create your own Mediterranean feast.
Alle 19.30 su Viceland, il secondo canale della SBS, la partita di A-League in diretta Melbourne Victory Perth Glory. Venerdì alle 20.30 su SBS vi segnaliamo il film The Impossible, che ripropone i tragici avvenimenti che hanno fatto seguito allo tsunami del 26 dicembre del 2004.
Boys, come and see this.
Isn't it great?
Can we swim in there?
Yeah, we can go swimming, yeah.
Sabato alle 20.30 il film un po' horror, un po' comico, What Do We Do in the Shadows, quello che facciamo nell'ombra.
When you get three vampires in a flat, obviously there's going to be a lot of tension.
Viago was an 18th century dandy.
Look, a ghost cat.
Vladislav is a bit of a pervert.
This is my torture chamber.
Deacon's like the young bad boy of the group.
I'm supposed to pay rent, but I don't.
The trouble with being a vampire is you have to be invited in.
Like come in to the bar, please.
$4 is water.
Will you invite us in?
We need some fresh blood.
Alla stessa ora, ma su Viceland, il film Wish I Was Here con Zach Braff, Kate Hudson e Mandy Patinkin.
Damn it!
Swear jar.
The swear jar is all the money we have to send you to college, so you should be happy I curse.
Well, if you can curse, then we all can curse. Is that what you want?
For the next minute only, you can curse.
Then hairy balls.
I'm gonna be laid up for a while. I'm gonna need you to watch Coco.
Oh, there's so much bad news all at once.
What about my dream? I mean, doesn't God believe in my pursuit of happiness?
No.
Well, thank you.
Al termine la Premier League in diretta e l'incontro di questa settimana è da non perdere. Manchester City-Chelsea, allenato da Antonio Conte. Più tardi, per gli appassionati di rugby, segnaliamo la partita Inghilterra-Australia all'1.25 di notte. Martedì alle 19.30 la rubrica Who Do You Think You Are, che esplora la genealogia di famosi personaggi australiani, ci racconta la storia della campionessa di nuoto Dawn Fraser.
The Aussie Olympian, known for making waves, finds a 19th century partner in crime.
I seem to have had that trait passed on to me of stealing things.
And goes back to her South American roots.
I now want to find out where my grandfather, Lorenzo, came from.
Welcome back to the land of your ancestors.
I felt, you know, an immense amount of pride.
Who Do You Think You Are? With Dawn Fraser. Next Tuesday, 7.30 on SBS.
Martedì alle 21.30 il film documentario Exodus, Our Journey to Europe. È la storia illustrata dal punto di vista dei richiedenti asilo che attraversano il Mediterraneo per raggiungere in Italia e comunque in Europa. Questa volta conosceremo la tragica avventura di Alagi, un giovane del Gambia. Mercoledì mattina alle 6.30 in diretta la Champions League e la partita ci interessa molto da vicino perché è Benfica-Napoli. Mercoledì alle 15 il documentario Inside the Mind of Leonardo, dentro la mente di Leonardo da Vinci, considerato da molti il più grande artista e genio di tutti i tempi. In questo programma Leonardo da Vinci è interpretato dall'attore britannico Peter Capaldi, noto per il suo ruolo come Doctor Who.
We see how Leonardo makes an intellectual leap. He realizes water behaves like air. It provides him with practical knowledge on how to generate lift and reveals an extraordinary understanding of a subject which still puzzles experts today.
He had understood very early that swimming and flying were very similar things. There is a statement in which he says to himself, "Observe the swimming of fish and you will get the secrets of flying."
E per oggi è tutto. Buona visione su SBS TV. Thank you.